The last Maryland phone trip recording I have was the kickoff of a huge phone trip in August 1976 that my friend Dave Bell and I took. And our first stop was the one and only independent company in the state of Maryland in a town called Rising Sun. I had forgotten the name of the telephone company, but Frank Wilsey, thanks Frank, reminded me that it's the Armstrong Telephone Company. Anyway, we just had to see what was there. So we picked up the phone and found out that it was a Pentaconta, a very exotic crossbar switch made by ITT. Now, with the name Pentaconta, you can tell that they're sort of suggesting Crossbar 5, and it's a pretty bad imitation of a Crossbar 5, come to think of it. But nonetheless, this is interesting, given that this is Maryland. So let's pick up the phone and see what the operator says is the local calling area. Oh boy, this should be good.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges are local calls from here?
None? 658.
658 only?
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Are you sure about that?
I am quite positive.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Boy, that figures, doesn't it? See, Pentaconta is a pretty interesting switch. But if the only thing you can call is numbers within the same office, it sounds very much like Crossbar 5, especially when it completes the call, because when you make a call within the office on Crossbar 5, it goes and rings. On a Pentaconta, when you make a call within the office, it goes and rings. So if the only local call we can make is within the office, we're going to miss the cool difference between Pentaconta and Crossbar 5. That's going to have to wait for the Asheboro, North Carolina tape whenever I get that on. But while we're in Rising Sun, let's hear an intra-office call. Now, the payphone we're using is post-pay, of course, so we pick up and get a dial tone just like a home phone does. And the sound of getting dial tone, the way it clicks on, is distinct from Crossbar 5. First, here's a Crossbar 5 getting dial tone. Now here's an intra-office call in the Rising Sun Pentaconta, starting with dial tone coming on, which is a little different from Crossbar 5. There weren't that many different things you could get dialing from this payphone. You had to make all long-distance calls through the operator. One of the things we tried dialing, and it's hard for me to decode it listening to the tape, resulted in the switch connecting us to a local reorder like this. There's a different reorder which comes not from a dedicated reorder trunk, but from the originating register, or whatever it's called in Pentaconta, the thing that gives you dial tone and records your digits. Since we're desperate for interesting details, here's the other reorder, which I again don't remember exactly what we dialed, but it was one of the many things that you would try, dialing a local call with a 1 first or something along those lines, and you know this is a different reorder because the last one we heard went like this. And this one won't click at all. Insert Maryland is boring joke here. Now, had I kept on the line, that would eventually have timed out, because the device that's coming from, the originating whatever it's called, the thing that gives dial tone, is a piece of common control equipment that you cannot afford to let customers tie up all day. But I didn't stay on long enough. Now, let's see how long the timeout is on a dial tone. 12 seconds for dial tone timeout, and then just dead silence for as long as you want to leave your phone off the hook. Ironically, the most interesting thing we found in Rising Sun was the intercept trunk, which didn't even go to something in Rising Sun. It went to Baltimore. Here it is on a vacant code, and you would also get it on vacant numbers.
That's an operator. Wouldn't be dialing, please.
Now, to the trained ear, you can get a lot of information from that brief call. For one thing, it's going to AIS, the automatic intercept system. That's obvious by the quality of the supervision clicks. You can hear an MF6 followed by a start, which is Rising Sun MFing into the AIS, but this Pentaconda can't send the actual number you're calling forward, so it just sends a 6 plus a start, which may be being beeped out by some crude relay device for all I know. That tells AIS this call should be handled manually. And then there's that ring which Rising Sun is actually adding to the trunk, which is unnecessary and confusing. The next call demonstrates just how unnecessary the locally applied ring is. I dial something which goes to the AIS again. This time you can hear Rising Sun's ring start to come on, during the MF in fact, and then it's replaced by the ring from AIS, which is all you really need to keep the customer pacified while we're waiting for an operator. On this call, I hang up once the AIS starts to ring. That second ring was coming from Baltimore, and this highlights that this is an N1 carrier trunk. You can tell by the way it sort of... Well, N1 has kind of a ringy quality that it adds to all the sounds, which is a result of the companding it uses to lower the overall noise level. Let me play that ring from Baltimore AIS again. You can sort of hear it there, but you can really hear it on the operator's voice.
That's an operator. Wouldn't be dialing, please.
Let me enhance that a little bit.
That's an operator. Wouldn't be dialing, please.
Now that's what the N1 carrier's companding typically does to voices, and our initial call to the operator dialing 0 also was on N1 carrier.
I am quite positive.
This final call demonstrates just how confusing the locally applied ringtone from Rising Sun is when put on an AIS trunk. Now, the way this happened probably was that intercept used to be handled by the cord board operator. On a cord board operator trunk, any time the trunk is unsouped, you want there to be a ring so that the customer will know to stay on the line for an operator to answer. But on AIS, the whole supervision protocol is different. AIS soups while it is ringing, and therefore, if you apply ring locally any time the trunk is unsouped, it's not going to do any good. In fact, it will tend to ring in between the operator's ring and the operator answering, in between the operator keying in the number and the recording starting to come on, and worse, once you're finished with the operator and she will never come back again, that's when you'll get ring indefinitely.
Yes, I'm calling 658-0111.
The number you have reached, 658-0111, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 658-0111 is not in service.
Operator, number you calling, please.
Is that number not in service?
It's not a working number in the 301 area.
Okay, I'll check the number and dial again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
And that ring would have continued indefinitely. Well, that's all I've got on Maryland, and thank goodness.